This is tape number 5. June 16th, 1991. And the teaching today is on distinguishing phenomena and pure being. This teaching is being taught by the Venerable Kenpo Dzogchen Gyaltso Rinpoche. The translator is Jim Scott.
Begin by singing the root text from the beginning and up to the point where we reached yesterday. So then, as far as we reached yesterday was from among the 10 points dealing with the transformation, we reached to the third, that which deals with the individuals. The approach as related to individuals, the first two of these are transformations to suchness, pertaining to Buddhas as well as to Bodhisattvas. The last, to listeners, self-Buddhas also pertains.
Sema sem je nenjor de, papa yibu yang, papa yibu karre, Nintun papa, ranjan papa, sansen papa, sanjan papa de yere. Papa yipundi, papa yipu yang. Tumong tabur somo jen pai tumong genenjore. Inayang, wonjang. Nierang la nintu da rang sanjan nam, semje nenjo yonsu zoba medo. Semje nenjo yona yang, semje nenjo yonsu zoba yomare. Oya. Painjo.
So the approach is related to the individuals who undergo the transformation. Refers to the transformation to suchness, which is the object experienced or the sphere pertaining to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. And the transformations intended here, which pertain to Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, are the first two transformations described above, namely the transformation of the vessel of the world, along with the bodies contained within it, on the one hand, and the transformation of speech, on the other. So these two transformations pertain to both the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas. If one relates this to the three kayas, then the object, the Dharmakaya, is the object of experience of the Buddhas alone. The Sambhogakaya is an object pertaining to or object experienced by the Bodhisattvas. Because also if one explains it in an alternative way, not relating it to the kayas, the transformation into pure realms, that is to say, the transformation of the outer world and bodies, the transformation of the outer world into the pure realms or the pure domains, the transformation of impure bodies into completely pure bodies, and the transformation of impure speech into limitless Dharma teaching. All three of these are mastered. The appearance of these is mastered by the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, but not by the Shravakas. The last transformation, namely the transformation of mind, which includes both primary conscious mind with the eight types of consciousness, as well as the mental events or mental derivatives, pertains to Shravakas or listeners, as well as to Pratyeka Buddhas or Self Buddhas. If one then looks at this in relation to the three kayas, then also the Shravakas or the listeners and self Buddhas are able to see the Nirmanakaya, which is endowed with the wisdom which knows all aspects of knowledge, or is endowed with all aspects of wisdom. This Nirmanakaya is seen by the Shravakas and Pratyekas. If one explains it alternatively, that is to say, not in relation to the kayas, then another way of explaining it would be that the listeners and self-Buddhas have this last transformation of mind in a partial way. So they have a partial transformation of conscious mind in the sense that they have undergone the transformation of the afflicted mentality, which is oriented towards the all-based consciousness. And Therefore, this last transformation is common to all four levels of noble beings. The four levels of noble beings being the listeners, the self-Buddhas, the bodhisattvas, and the Buddhas. Nevertheless, this last transformation is the transformation of mind as it applies to the listeners and self-Buddhas is not complete. They have undergone the transformation, but that transformation is not yet complete in their case.
Tam nejor yebare nejor nejor yeba ne yonsu chorba chebar chenle joban nejor chebar chen nejor chebar chenle joban ne chebar chenle joban ne sanje sanjo sambana hyeon dagbe chebar dang chugo longjo zoba dang chugo thobe zeba dang domba dang na wanjor ni thobe chebar le yin.
So from among the 10 points, then the fourth deals with the transformation of special note, or let's say the extraordinary transformation, and is described in the root as follows. The approach as related to traits of special note pertaining to Buddhas as well as to Bodhisattvas, the distinctive trait of totally pure domains, that which is gained through attaining the Dharmakaya, Sambhogakaya, as well as Nimanakaya, the insight, instruction, and consummate mastery, are attainments distinctively greater comparatively.
Ne yonsu chorpa chepar chen lan jopane, ne yonjor chepar chen da garre. Sanje tang, yang takbar zopa sanje tang, papa sanjo sambha nam je ne yonjor te. Sanje tam papa sanju sempe nenjur te nenjur chepar chinde. Nintu ta rang sanje le nenjur yun yang nenjur chepar chinde yuamari. Sanje ta sanju sempa nan nenjur chepar chinde. Ta nenjur chepar chinde to. The question. Doga? Kangina, jumpsing, kangina, said the jumpsing, kangis and the nenjur chepar chinde. Da me ba ni. Nirang lola kanzak dame ba tsam yonzu zoba re ma to dame ni yonzu zoba mare. Dame ni je toba yonzu zoba mare. Tikpa chimbi lola kanzak dame ba tang. Chuj dame ba ni je toba yonzu zoba sena nambar matobi yihi jin tu. Nambar matobi yihi jin tu. Nambar matobi yihi je tob la tinte. Nambar matobi yihi je nuba la tinte. Tene nenjor chepar jita gore. Ne nenjor thartok tope sero jumtsin tere. Te chetar hena, nenjor thartok pa te chetar tok hena, chu tamche. Tamche ne, tamche to ne jor baam, ngombar ne jor baam, ne jor se jita kare, ngombar sang jo ba. Ngombar sang jo ba te kare.
ちょっと待ってやろね。ニャンイレンでベランギンダナーブセル。ナムケンテトパラ。ナムケンテトパラセジュテ。ナムケカチャピブトンダレ。ナムケンテトパラ。ナムケカチャピヘンヨンソタクペチェパラ。ナムケカチャピヘンカムチェチェパレ。テネヘンカムインバヨマレサンジェナム。ヘンヨンソタクペチェパラタン。ヘンカヨンソタクペチェパラタン。チュジョコタン。ゾンチュゾブコタン。チュクソンボ。ソンボトペレンバタラ。チュクチュジョコトペヒザコンレイヒジゼクパナンバルタクパタン。ヒザコンレイヒジゼクパマダバヨマレ。ヒザコンラ。ヒザタムジェレイヒジゼクパナンバルタクパタン。ロングトペ。トプジ。
sab Topasena, yin jeton, jetter yeba yin, jetter yeba sejeti yasari, jetter samba gumba yin, jetter samba yin. Nawang jorwani. Nawang jorwa, wang jorwani, topaser, tope chepar, chepar lene, nirang len pakbaino. Jumsin tis and the nirang and angel le chepar than pakbare. Sanje, dan sanje samba nanger. Oh, yeah.
So this point is described as follows, and the commentary here, as always, includes Rimshe's commentary. Rimshe says, no, it's Mipan Rimshe's commentary. So this fourth point then is the introduction to the transformation of special note, or the extraordinary transformation, which is the transformation belonging to Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So this one is extraordinary in comparison to the transformation undergone by the Shravakas and Pratyeka Buddhas. It's completely special, and is that attained through the Mahayana. And the reason for that, so what is the reason for its being special, or for its being extraordinary, is that it is the attainment of an ultimate transformation through the power of non-conceptual original wisdom, which completely or fully, or which is the completion of the two forms of selflessness. So it is in the tradition of the Shravakas or the listeners and the Pratyeka Buddhas or self Buddhas, what is attained through that, their paths, is a transformation in which the self associated with the individual is completely eliminated. Nevertheless, they do not have the freedom from both forms of self, whereas the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas have this extraordinary transformation, which is free of both forms of self, the self associated with individuals, as well as a self-entity present in phenomena. Both of these they are free from, and the way in which they are free from it is through the power of, or through the energy, or through the capacity of non-conceptual original wisdom. Due to that wisdom, they are free of both forms of self-entity, or self, and they have therefore attained a transformation which is as far as one possibly can go. It is ultimate. So if one asks in what sense this is so, it is that what they have attained is the manifestation of that nature which transcends the nature which transcends misery, which transcends suffering. They have attained the direct, they have attained direct enlightenment, direct meaning that all forms of delusion are eliminated. They have attained a transformation in every possible respect and from every aspect. They have been transformed. And therefore, the transformation they have attained is ultimate. Then, with respect to the special traits pertaining to this transformation, they are as follows. There is the special trait of completely pure domains, which extend throughout the reaches of space. So as far as space is found, there are pure realms. For the Buddhas, there is no place where there is not a pure realm. And then come the specific traits that are attained in connection with the three kayas. So in connection with the Dharmakaya is attained the specific trait of completely pure insight, which is associated with the original wisdom pertaining to all objects of knowledge. So for a Buddha, there is no object of knowledge into which he does not have completely pure insight. And in connection with the attainment of Sambhogakaya, there is the special trait of being able to instruct in the profound and vast aspects of the marvelous path of the Mahayana. The profound aspect of the teachings referring to that which is difficult to comprehend, namely the emptiness, which is therefore called deep or profound. And the vast aspect of the teachings refers to all of the various terminology used in description of the various levels of paths and so on. So this is what is attained in connection with the attainment of Sambhogakaya. And in connection with the attainment of Nimonakaya, there is the specific trait of the attainment of complete mastery over the benefit of others in accordance with what is intended. And the word intended here is in the honorific, indicating that it is what is intended by the Buddhas. And this mastery over the benefit of others is wielded through having attained the unhindered, having attained unhindered magical powers, such as those associated with extrasensory perception and so on. So these are the specific traits attained in connection with the Nirmanakaya, and all three of these, or all of these specific, all of these special traits together, are the reason why the transformation attained here is superior to that of the listeners and self Buddhas.
Nenjur ngapa de kara sada ta nenjur chepar chen drupa de la kara kara gogre, kara kara nyamin gogre, te tengi. Nenjur chepar chen drupa la kan guba de ma, guba tolan jupa. Guba tolan jupa ne huanju manan chepar tam. Tekwa chenpo tuanpa ne mikpi chepar sa chola rabdu jorbi chepar o shisa osa.
So then the fifth point in connection with the transformation is the requirements. So what is it that is required? What are the prerequisites for being able to attain such an extraordinary transformation? What is needed? And that is described in the verse, in the root verse as follows: the introduction to realizing what is required. The distinctive trait of previous wishing prayers, the distinctive trait of teaching the Mahayana as the focal point. There is also the special trait of effective application to all 10 levels.
Tā nēngyūr chēpār chēn sāngyē tā sāngyū sāmbē nēngyūr tē drupār sēpā lā gupāṁ tēlā kār gōgrē gupāṁ gupā kār kōbī jūnyē tū chūrpā nēngyūr chēpār chēn drupā tēlā gupāṁ yānaṁ kōbī jūnyē tū chūrpā tē kār rē tā nēngyūr chēpār chēn drupā lā jū chēpār chēn gōgrē tē kār rē sā nā kōbī jūnyē tū chūrpā kāng yēn pā tōgpāṁ Nanjur chepper jin hite, Nanjur chepper jin tinny, drupper seba, sepe, jo chepper jin the carrying, carrying by he go here. Jo chepper jin mahina, Nanjur chepper jin hina yante, drop a jo he mahina, jo drop higamare, jo madrom, na Nanjur chepper jin the top to one.
Oh.
Lana me besan chok chambo tobar debe. Lame san chok chambo de zoba sanjere. Sancho chung and yin to jisancho. Dingbo ranger jisancho. Sancho chambo sanje jisan. Zoba sanje to compatible. Lana me besan chok chambo tobar debe. Tay ton de malam tabate. Malam de tekwa chambo lolo. Malam de karchimore. Tie the same gene, tamjiji don the sanjiji compound tobata. He also tagbata, Louis also tagba lasso, but Malam de Cartimore. Zambo juba Malam Dal. A gozoa? Tobati. Sancho sempre Malam chambo, your lasso, but then Dog is same gene, that chick with same gene, tamjiji don't like your water, see nobody hoj your lasso, but Sancho sempre Malam tabare. The sole latin. Sanju simba molam chembo, molam teme bayore. Molam je chebaratang, molam je chebaratang. Zangbo jeba molam laso batawa, molam je chebaratang. Molam je topji, tene nejor chebarje de toptobare. Hen yunzu takwa, lu yunzu takwa. Hen yunzu takwa de lu yunzu takwa la tente, ta yebe senjin la pintokwa, tenda wo yungtokwa. Tekwa chembo lam tang. Debu tumba ye. Sabjin jacheb, tekba chebu son up the sabata jacheware, sabata jacheb, son up the caratumbare. Tekba chebu lambda and debu tumbare. Lambda and debu tumbare. This and a jacheb, son up tadala. Son up tadala, malupale, make begoni. Son up tadaka, don't talk begoni, sever. Make begoni. Hiza karre, hiza dembani, hiza te dembani, karre san nanzor ta nezor ni di higogre. Nanzor la dembar hina, nezor togumare. Nezor mato na nanzor juma malam dava yang higamare. Nanzor nandong yen me higamare. Nezor togutop de nanzor de korwan de nandong yen me de hina. Then the angel told him because he can come in with Jim Tere. Nanzor did not hear me in Bessena. Then it then by him, but Nando Hina, then the angel told me. Malam Mohibandau. Rava, Nanjur, but Malam Mohibandau. Then by Nila, Drondo, Chupe Cheparta, Drondo, Sijete, Mayim Balayins and a draw tagbare. Draw cartagbare. Corvan did then by Trubare. Dongan de demba trobare, Numon de demba trobare, and as to some good of what they drawn the water. Carry drawn the water. Corva demba madroba, Corva nandong yemit. Donga de Numon nandong yemit. Donga ta Numon demba madroba. Then it's Sartong yemit and resentes. Then it da demba madrobare. Da jang nandong yemit and re. This is a demba tropanzena, drawn over it. Panton tarsim, but drop a chair door. Panton tarsim, drop a chair, the city. Pambati, drip up, drip up. Drupan tarsim, but pana, pamban tarsim. Toza malupatona, talk one tarsim, but panton tarsim, but drop a chair door. Panton tarsim, but chair door. Sacho. Satambo rab the governor, take what him below the subject here, Baraba. Satambo rab the governor, Joba. Chuja change a part of Sajola, Kongi Kong the rab the Jorba Chepata. Saju toba Kongi Kong the Pergore. Satambo Tom the Bezor San Mazena, Sanjiba Togumarte, Sanjis Gomatoma. Bezor Segor. Otanga Satambo to the Tandes or Senna Sanjus of a day gamma, the Sanjiba Toya humor. This is the mother of Sanji Jacobatovsika Marwa. Kongi Kong to Jorgo, Kongi Kong to Vegore. Chepatan Somji, Nieranga Lam Limpakwe, Nintu da rang sanje je lam le chepar tongpa pa nenjor tartok. Tartok pa ti. Jo tin la wapar sao. Nenjor tartok te jo tin la wapar sao. Jo lekpar hipar sao. Jo kong tu chupar sao. Tene gupe cheparo. Te tar nenjor tartok te ye. Te la gupe jo kong tu chui ne. Yakpo ji hi na. Tene nenjor lo gupe. Jote, tokware, tene, gupe chepare. Oh yeah. Diksunga.
Diksunga. So then, in connection with this fifth point, the introduction to understanding or realizing what is required, Rinpoche said that there are two things that are important here. One first has to know about the extraordinary transformation. And secondly, one has to know the cause of what is required for achieving that or accomplishing that extraordinary transformation. If one didn't know about the extraordinary transformation, if one didn't know it existed, then one couldn't have that as one's goal. And if one knows it exists but doesn't know the cause of it, then one wouldn't be able to accomplish it. So one has to know both. So the introduction here to what is required for the extraordinary transformation, which is the transformation of both the outer world into the pure realms, as well as the impure body into pure body, or impure bodies into pure bodies. As well as the transformation of speech. So all of that which is included under the extraordinary transformation, what is required or what constitutes the cause needed in order to accomplish it? This one has to know clearly and realize, both having it as one's goal as well as having it as one's resolve, resolving to accomplish it. So the what are required then? The first thing that's required is the specific trait of previous wishing prayers. So Rinpoche said that in order to accomplish insurpassable great enlightenment, which is the level of Buddhahood itself, wishing prayers are extremely crucial. So given wishing prayers, one will be able to, as it were, sow the seeds or lay down the condition for later accomplishing that which one wishes. So an example of wishing prayer would be such as the Sangchu Menam, the wishing prayer or the prayer wishing for wholesome behavior, in which one offers prayers wishing to achieve pure realms, pure bodies, and so on. And this is the type of wishing prayer which must be offered if one ever is to have the chance to actually accomplish those levels and to accomplish the transformation which includes those. So for one who wishes to accomplish great insurpassable enlightenment, and here Rinpoche said that great insurpassable enlightenment is the level of ultimate and complete Buddhahood. The minor enlightenment or the small enlightenment is that attained by the Shravakas or listeners, and a middling level of enlightenment is that attained by the Pratyeka Buddhas, the Self Buddhas. And great enlightenment is the one attained by Buddhas. So for one who wishes to attain that, the offering of wishing prayers is a requirement, such as the offering of the 10 great wishing prayers of a bodhisattva. And this term, the great wishing prayer of a bodhisattva, refers to such wishing prayers as the one where one says, I alone will accomplish the complete pacification of the suffering of all beings. So where one, as it were, takes on the responsibility on oneself alone to accomplish that complete removal of suffering from beings, is an example of a great wishing prayer of a bodhisattva. The second requirement, then, is the specific trait of the teachings of the Mahayana as the focal point. So, here, what is taken as the focal point are all of the profound and vast teachings which demonstrate the path and fruition of the Mahayana. In this case, the profound and vast refer to all the teachings required in order to be able to cross all of the various levels and paths that are needed in order to achieve the goal. So taking that as one's focus, or as one's that towards which one directs one's attention, one will be able to cut through all exaggeration or overestimation with respect to objects of knowledge. And objects of knowledge means the two truths. And Rinpoche explained that explained the two truths in terms of the fundamental mode of being on the one hand, and the mode of appearance on the other. Or in other words, the way things are and the way they appear. So these are the two truths, and the way that the two truths are related to by a deluded mind is that one takes the appearances of things as being truly existent. In that way, one is out of harmony with the way things really are. The way things really are being that the appearances of things are not truly existent. The appearances of things are what? They are appearance and emptiness inseparable. So through realizing that anything that appears is appearance and emptiness inseparable, one removes the tendency in the mind to take appearance as truly existent, and in this way, the way things really are and the way that they appear comes into harmony or is reconciled. Just as in the case of a yogi who recognizes that he is dreaming, in which case he would see that anything appearing in the dream is merely appearance and emptiness inseparable. So there would be no tendency in his mind to cling to that as a truly existent object. So in coming to that realization, then, one cuts through what is called exaggeration with respect to the two truths. The term exaggeration or overestimation means claiming existence for that which does not exist. So, for example, thinking that samsara truly exists, whereas it doesn't. Or thinking that one's sufferings, one's disturbing emotions have true existence. Or thinking that one's self has true existence. These would be cases of overestimation or exaggeration. And in seeing that samsara is appearance and emptiness inseparable, and that suffering and disturbing emotions are clarity and emptiness inseparable, that the self is merely appearance and emptiness inseparable, then one overcomes this exaggeration in the mind. And this is the second specific feature of the extraordinary transformation. This is the second requirement for achieving the extraordinary transformation. So then the last one is effective application to the 10 levels. In the Mahayana, one speaks of 10 levels of realization, going from the first bodhisattva level, which is called perfect joy or sublime joy, all the way up to the 10th bodhisattva level, which is called the cloud of dharma. One must apply the mind to going higher and higher in one's progression through these 10 levels. So Rinpoche says it's not enough to have achieved the first bodhisattva level and say, now I'm a realized being, now I don't have to do anything, and now the work is finished. That's not the case. One has to go on from there, and having achieved the first level, one has to achieve the second and continue on and on. If one doesn't do that, then one will never achieve Buddhahood, which is the goal. So this specific trait is the trait of effective application, going higher and higher throughout the progression of the 10 levels in order to accomplish ultimate relinquishment and realization. Ultimate relinquishment referring to being able to eliminate all types of obscurations, and ultimate realization referring to that one realizes all aspects of of what is to be realized. So through these due to these three, then the transformation undergone by Buddhas and Bodhisattvas is ultimate and is superior to that attained through the paths of the Shravakas and Pachekas. And provide the cause about which one must gain certainty. So cause here again means that it is these three particular traits that are the cause for accomplishing the extraordinary transformation itself. So therefore, so this then is the story on these special traits which are needed in order to achieve transformation.
Tien samne nenjur je tiam, nenjur je neam tien de karasana tela jebar heba dor temba tang jebar heba nile, tangbun dor tiene. Ne sam tien lan jopa number moto yihila, jopa number trokite make tang sema bambata. Yanda pai jurbata, tseni tang ne penyon tang, yons hilan jope so hisaroso.
So then the sixth point is an expanded explanation and as well, under the sixth point, which treats of the support or the basis for the transformation, there are two subdivisions, the brief introduction and the expanded explanation. And under the first of these, the verse says, the introduction involving the ground or support is into original wisdom, the concept free. As this is approached in a manner involving 6 points, since the focal requirement, attributes surrendered, application authentic in its mode, defining characteristics and benefits, and full understanding are hereby introduced.
Yam tiny to churba solen jupane. Nanger chepper chin the sanje da sanju simple nanger endo. The nanger chepper chin the double sebala, nanger ti neam yam tin kang yamba the hako koir. Te mahina, teni nanger drop to one. Tate hibar. Number motope, number motope ye hill and jupane. Nanger ti yam tin the number motope ye hill. Number mato bhi hi yo na nenjo drop to gure. Number mato bhi hi me na nenjo drop mato gure. Kange sir kya na ye ne doima ne number tak pa ne lo te ye ne je tong ngon to chor chen te rang yin to sepa la te ne che yin bar tok tōpē mātō yēhī jī gōni tōgu jī, yīndō nāyāng mātō pēsē. Jōmsēng kārā sānā, tēnē, yēnē nāmbār tāpē nē lō, chūnyē tē yēnyē ngōntu jō gōgurē, tē ngōntu jō bā lā nāmbār mātō pē yēhī lā tēn tē, yēnē nāmbār tāpē chūnyē ngōntu jō gārā mātō, nāmbār mātō pē yēhī mīnā, tēnē, Yeni number tab nelo te yeni, chuni te yeni, to togumare. Number motobi yehi ten nejor tartok to betin besel. Moto yehi te chetavishan, ona te tab nejor jetin te number motobi yehi yina. Chetavishan, kandijin hena, te tsor. Number motobi yehi te tsor, sinja malopar. Tien lam bepa la. Nambar mato bi ishi te sinja malo pa, manor pa, tien lam bepa. Shibar sepa lan jokpa la nambar troki te. Nambar troki go ni ta nambar mato bi ishi te ishi gogre. To gogre. Kaan siya na. Kaan lam ming ne chebe, mikwa lan jokpa. Nambar mato bi ishi te yor kaan lam ming ne chegre. Tangbo. Mikson rao te. Nambar mato bihi te yor kaanla ming ne chebe mikpa ki bata. Nambar mato bihi te ye mantoin son sema pangpa lanjo bata. Nambar mato bihi che wa la, nambar mato bihi che mantoin so, dokso, ngarda pang gogore. Ngarda pangwa lanjo bala. Ngarda pangwa lan ngarda ngohi gogore. Mantoin son ngohi gogore. Ihi te ni jui le che chor, Yang tak bayi jawab lan jawab tak. Ikhik teh yang tegal la top se lamsang cie toko mara. Rambai yen de nyam se langgokre. Tham keba gokre. Gomtor samu gokre. Ikhik teh ni nombor mato bi ikhik teh ni jui le cie sor. Kansa sanjuk sambate jui le cie sor. Yang tak bayi jawab lan jawab tak. Jawab iya lan jawab tak. Ikhik teh ye. Nambar mato bihi te ye seile sam kyoyo ram senye chetava yenpa lanjokpa ta. Nambar mato bihi je seile am kyoyo tiki gogo. Yehi te la tenpe, nambar mato bihi te la tenpe penyon lanjokpa ta. Nambar mato bihi te la tenpe penyon kante kante yore, tehi gogo do. Tehi na nambar mato bihi Kipar sebala, trova, gawa kipar jengore. Ihi teye ranga ngobo chitaba yinpala. Yonzi kipa lanju kweso. Nambar matobi ihi ranga ngobo, ngobo amne long rao te kade yinpa teki kukore. Nambar toki kone chukwe. So, hoya. Bikshunga.
Bikshunga. So then, under the presentation of the support for the transformation, there is the first point, which is the brief introduction, which is explained as follows. The introduction to the ground or basis, that is to say that which provides the support for this transformation, which is ultimate, referring to the transformation attained by Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, which is the extraordinary transformation. Is as follows, and here Rinpoche said that if one does not know the ground or that on which the transformation is based, then there would be no way of accomplishing it. So to know that basis is therefore crucial to one's development. And what is that? What does that base consist in? It consists in the non-conceptual original wisdom. So the introduction to the ground here is an introduction into non-conceptual original wisdom, because it is that wisdom which is the direct support of the transformation. Given that wisdom, the transformation will occur. The reason for that being that it is the actualization of the reality of suchness, which is the fundamental ground completely pure from the beginning. That is to say that this suchness is that fundamental being which from the outset, from the very beginning, from the origin, is totally pure. And to actualize that, non-conceptual wisdom is required. So to actualize it and its continual enactment requires the attainment of non-conceptual original wisdom, which realizes precisely that nature exactly as it is. Otherwise, without this wisdom, pure being will not be attained. Because it is precisely this wisdom which is the support for the attaining of it. So if one has the support, then one will be able to, one will have that which is supported on it. So if the wisdom has been developed, then the transformation which it supports will follow naturally. So then the question is, what is this wisdom? What is the character of this original wisdom? And the answer to that involves 6 points. And through these 6 points, one is introduced into certainty with respect to the nature of wisdom. One attains a certainty which is unmistaken, undistorted, is not misguided, is not erring in any aspect. So the question then is, what are these 6 points? The first of them is the introduction to the focal requirement, that is to say, what is it on which one must focus attention in order to give rise to wisdom. The second is the introduction to the attributes to be surrendered, which are those factors that are unfavorable to wisdom. They are unfavorable or unconducive to wisdom in the sense that they are the direct opposites of wisdom. If one does not, if one is not aware that these attributes are the opposites of wisdom, one could mistake them. In not knowing that they are to be surrendered, one would be blocked in one's attainment of wisdom. It would not be possible. So these attributes have to be known and surrendered. Then there is application authentic in its mode, which is the way of giving rise to original wisdom within the mind stream. And here Rinpoche said that it's not enough to just know there is this wisdom. One must also know how to approach it, how to actually discover it in the mind. And for this, a method is required involving gradual steps, which one can follow step by step and thus reach the proper result. So profound meditation means are required, and that is what is provided under this point. Then the next point deals with the defining traits of the sphere of experience, which is the effect produced through wisdom. So this is the definition or the defining characteristics of that sphere produced through wisdom, that sphere of experience one enters through wisdom. That sphere's defining traits are here described. Then there is the introduction to the benefits based on the wisdom, such as the supreme joy deriving from its accomplishment. And finally, there's the introduction into a full understanding of the character of wisdom's very essence. This is the point which clearly delineates what this wisdom actually consists in.
Tate number Madobe Hindor Tembare, Tinny J. Hela to put the Rembe Jeber Higre. Rava, yes, I put you.
So that was the brief introduction to these 6 points. And what follows is an expanded explanation of each of these points separately, through which the meaning of the whole thing becomes very clear. So this gradual presentation of the subject matter, going point by point in this very systematic way, was provided by the guardian Maitreya as a skillful means for enabling the practitioner to be able to fix these teachings in his mind, in his or her mind, memorizing them and understanding them. Starting from where we left off, the approach as related to individuals. The first two of these are transformations to suchness, pertaining to Buddhas as well as to Bodhisattvas. The last two listener self-Buddhas also pertains. One verse at a time. The approach as related to traits of special note, pertaining to Buddhas as well as to Bodhisattvas. The distinctive trait of totally pure domains, that which is gained through attaining the Dharmakaya, Sambhogakaya, as well as Nirmanakaya, the inside instruction and consummate mastery, are attainments distinctively greater comparatively.
Gum Of teaching the Mayana. As the focal point, there is also the special trait of effective application to all 10 levels. Concept free, as this is approached in a manner involving 6 points, since the focal requirement attribute surrendered, application authentic in its mood, defining characteristics and benefits, and full understanding are hereby introduced.
Ta zung zin ni je tong pe sem je ne lo sar tong ge ngang do lu je hyo ye rang wap to hyo ye ma je pa hyo ye lu hi hi ji.
In the depths of the clear light, which is the clarity and emptiness nature of the mind, which is empty of the duality of perceived and perceiver, we will rest the mind naturally, release the mind into its natural flow.